I want to highlight two things from our readings today that are, I think, spiritually beneficial to meditate upon. And the first is the shortness of life. You know, our psalm today, Psalm 90, compares our lives to grass that springs up at dawn but withers and fades by evening. It's only here for a brief moment. And as we go through life, it might seem like our lives are pretty long and that we have plenty of time, because day after day passes and another day always comes. We always get up the next morning and have another day until it doesn't. You know, there will come a time when our lives end. And at that moment, as we look back and see that the time that we've had, it'll seem like it's gone by in an instant. You know, Jesus emphasizes that in today's gospel. You know, this man is planning for the future, and his goal is actually to be lazy and just gluttonous, actually. You know, he wants to build huge barns and store up years of food so that he can just relax and enjoy the good things in life. So he has this all planned out, and yet Christ says the reason he was foolish is because that very night his life would be demanded of him. And he was not prepared for that, because he was not rich in what mattered to God. And at some point, just like the rich man, our last day in this world is going to come. And maybe our lives will be short, and maybe they'll be long by human standards. But when that comes, that day comes, it'll look like our life has gone by very quickly. And when we face our last day, you know, maybe we'll have warning and we'll have some time to get things in order, or maybe we won't. You know, we don't know how that's going to play out. But one of the things that wisdom teaches us is to recognize how short our lives are, because that can really change the lens through which we make decisions and what we decide to allocate our time to. The second thing we can reflect upon is how valuable the time is that we have been given. You know, if we just imagine for a second, you know, someone at the moment of death who goes and stands before Christ for his or her particular judgment, and then imagine a person who is unprepared, someone who has not taken the time and effort to get ready for that. And, you know, maybe they're in a state of mortal sin when they stand before Christ on the day of judgment. You know, how much would a person in that moment, realizing what they face, how much would they desire just one day or even 1 hour to come back in this life to get things in order? You know, maybe there's someone that they need to forgive and haven't forgiven. Or maybe there's some act of charity that they should have done, but they just neglected. Or maybe they need to go to confession and repent of some sin or some behavior. Or maybe they just want time to make an act of love towards God, and maybe to pray a heartfelt rosary or to receive the Eucharist with great love and devotion. Yet once that person stands before Christ, you know, those opportunities are gone and they can't go back and make good use of the time that they've had. And that person, you know, at that point, they might look back and they might realize how much time that they've wasted and how many opportunities they did have to do those very things, yet they wasted that time when they could have used it to prepare. The good news is we have that time to prepare right now. You know, we don't know how much time we have. We don't know if we have tomorrow, but we know that we have today. We have this time right now. And so we shouldn't take this time for granted or waste it. You know, we have the opportunity right now to forgive someone if there's something that needs to be forgiven, or to do an act of charity if we've been putting it off, or to go to confession, or to pray the rosary with great devotion, or as we're here this morning, to deepen our love for Jesus Christ. And we can, you know, we don't know how many opportunities we're going to have to go to confession or to go to Mass. There will come a time where it's the last opportunity, where it's the last opportunity to receive the Eucharist, the last chance that we might have to go to confession. And so as we approach the Eucharist today, we should do so with the deepest love that we can possibly conjure up in our hearts, and to receive our Lord with great devotion, because we don't know how much time that we'll have. And so as we reflect upon these two things, first, the shortness of our life and how quickly it actually passes, you know, even though, you know, oftentimes it seems like we have plenty of time, and it seems like we have time that we can waste, but our time goes quickly, and that time that we have is extremely valuable. You know, the way in which we use that time impacts the state of our soul for all eternity. And so, you know, just using a small bit of time in this world that we offer to God can have great results. If it deepens our love for God and it purifies our soul, you know, we can reap the benefits of that for all eternity. So what happens in this short period of time in this life resonates in eternity. And so what's the difference between wasting time and using time well? Well, a lot of times people get wrapped up and make their goal their career, or accumulating wealth, or sports, or some academic degree. You know, these goals can absorb people's lives and their attention. And if that's the case, the time that we spend seeking those things is a complete loss. It's a complete waste of that time in the end. And St. Bernard once said that we have lost all the time we haven't thought of God. And so how should we use our time well? Well, it is important for us to nourish a deep prayer life. But we might think, does this mean we should spend every single moment of our lives in prayer? Well, maybe we should. But, we do need a proper balance in life, though. You know, we need a balance between work and recreation and time that we spend with prayer and family. So there should be a balance in our lives. But all of those things should be ordered towards God. And so if, you know, the work that we do, it shouldn't be focused on just making money for ourselves or building a career. It should be focused on glorifying God and supporting our families and our loved ones in accordance with our vocation in life that God has given us. Or our families and our friends, we should work to build environments of Christian charity where we're showing patience and goodness and self-sacrifice towards others. Even our time of recreation, you know, if it's something as simple as going for a walk or enjoying the sunshine, we should recognize that it's God who blessed us with those things. And we can make that an occasion where our hearts are lifted up to God in deeper love of Him. And so if the different things that we do, you know, in our lives, if they're ordered towards God, then they're going to be valuable. And so as we reflect upon our readings today, we recognize that our time in this world is short, but it is valuable beyond measure, because the decisions that we make and the actions in this world resonate forever. And so I encourage us to use the time that we've been given to grow in what matters to God, and to use it in a way that glorifies Him. And maybe there's something as we reflect upon it that we need to change, or something that we need to make an effort to do. And I encourage us to make a commitment to do that, and to use our time wisely, so that when we are called from this world, we will find ourselves rich in what matters to God.